In this bulletin, an Australian terrorist sentenced to life in jail without parole over the Christchurch shootings. A fatal multi-vehicle crash on the Sydney Harbour Bridge disrupts traffic. And in sport, major US leagues postpone games in a show of support for racial equality. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A convicted terrorist has been sentenced to life in jail without parole over the deadly Christchurch mosque shootings last year. In a first for New Zealand, Brenton Tarrant has been denied the possibility of release on parole after the deaths of 51 people. He was sentenced to 12 years on each of the 40 counts of attempted murder and another life sentence for terrorism. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has praised the strength of the Muslim community.
Nothing will take the pain away. But I hope you felt the arms of New Zealand around you through this whole process. And I hope you continue to feel that through all the days that follow. The trauma of March 15 is not easily healed.
Crash investigators are trying to determine the circumstances of a fatal head-on collision today on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. One woman has died, two passengers and another motorist were injured when a car crossed over two lanes of traffic and crashed into another vehicle. Acting Commander Paul Dunstan says it was peak hour at the time with heavy traffic on the roads, but the scene has now returned to normal.
It had a major impact on traffic, but I must say all emergency services worked very well together. And in the space of a couple of hours, the harbour bridge was cleared and traffic was able to flow.
Victoria's Premier says the state is on a downward slope in its second wave of coronavirus infections after recording 113 new cases. Another 23 COVID-19 deaths have been reported, the third highest daily toll, and increasing the national death toll to 572. Premier Daniel Andrews says the opening of the state will be a gradual process and the numbers are ahead of current expectations.
We're on the cusp of double digits. It's not that long ago that we were at 700 and sort of mid 700s. The strategy's working and that's really important.
And Labor's Anthony Albanese has delivered a scathing attack against the Prime Minister's failure in the aged care sector during his National Press Club speech. Mr Albanese has again reiterated Senator Richard Colbeck should lose his ministerial title over his stumble when delivering nursing home death figures related to COVID-19. The opposition's Anthony Albanese says the government has left a legacy of neglect and he's encouraging it to implement guaranteed minimum staff.
Neglect is people left hungry, alone in their rooms. Neglect is a system totally unprepared for the coronavirus. Older Australians in aged care and all those who love them deserve far better than this. It's a shocking tale, it's a shocking indictment. And the neglect spreads far.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison admits it's a different sector and he's promised the government will double its efforts. Briefly to New South Wales, where nine new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded as a cluster of infections at a Sydney City gym grows. Health officials have issued alerts around the gym and for those who attended a dance class at a separate site in Sydney's east. There are six coronavirus patients in intensive care in New South Wales. Eight cases have been linked to the city Tattersalls gym. Let's go overseas now. Typhoon Buvi has made landfall in North Korea, placing communities on high alert for damage. Leader Kim Jong-un issued a warning as trees were brought down and debris fell onto roads. The typhoon arrived on Thursday, 50 kilometres southwest of capital Pyongyang. South Korea is reporting minimal damage so far. And forecasters in the US are warning of a potentially catastrophic and life-threatening storm surge in coastal areas of Texas and Louisiana. 500,000 people have been told to evacuate as Hurricane Laura approaches the Gulf Coast. The governor of Louisiana, John Edwards, has urged residents to leave immediately. In sports, some basketball, football and baseball has been postponed in the US as part of a campaign against racial injustice. Three NBA playoff games have been rescheduled after the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, on Sunday in Wisconsin. Tennis has also been suspended in New York, with organisers of the Western and Southern Open taking a stand against racial inequality in the US. Former world number one Naomi Osaka earlier withdrew from her tennis semi-final stating she's a black woman before she's an athlete. Let's see what the weather's doing for tomorrow. Shower or two developing in Perth, a top of 24. Partly cloudy, 17 in Adelaide. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, also 17. Possible shower for you in Hobart, a top of 15. In Canberra, sunny and 14. Much the same for Wollongong, 17. Sunny as well in Sydney, 18. In Newcastle, much the same, 19. In Brisbane, fine weather continues, 26. In Cairns, a couple of showers, a windy 26 degrees. And sunny in the top end tomorrow, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.